Hi everyone, this is Cherry and welcome back to Christ Centered Change. I wanted to do a follow-up to Are We Demonizing Some Foods? And just talk about it through a biblical lens of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 through 30, and 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through 13. So Paul deals with eating meat offered to idols in different situations and how to handle it. So the biggest takeaway from this for me is that what we eat socially can be different than what we eat privately. And please study it out because I think it's good teaching that Paul does to try to cause us to be spiritually balanced when it comes to food and how others perceive the food we eat and how we should basically respond. But my takeaway in applying it to the weight loss journey is that sometimes in a social setting, we may have to make adjustments. So what we eat, we may have a meal plan, and what we're offered when we go at someone's home may be different than what we plan to eat for our weight loss journey. So at that moment, it's about sacrifice and elevating the spirit of hospitality over that meal. I believe that meal is not going to cause you to get off track. It's a pattern of your food, of how you eat food, that causes you to get off track. And I think the sacrifice is saying, okay, well, I'm going to sacrifice these calories for this meal. And I might not be at a calorie deficit today. I may just maintain today. I may have to count today as a diet break because the hospitality and the love here is more important than this one meal towards my weight loss journey. And I think that's just a very mature way of thinking about it. Now, I'm not saying it's a direct correlation of 1 Corinthians to this, but I do think it's applicable in I think it's worth trying to apply the scriptures to eating in public while you're on your weight loss journey. Even if you're dining with a friend, don't reject those invitations just because they're going somewhere that the food may not be the best choice. Look at the menu before you go and see what choices you can make. You can still go in fellowship. So I guess what I'm encouraging is not to isolate yourself from food culture, but to find a way to still be there and to still be in fellowship and not to shun what others are eating, but to try to just find a way to be there and eat. Just eat, basically. And because you don't want to sacrifice a social life for your weight loss life, but you have to find a way to be balanced and pray for that wisdom and that discernment for God to show you the right things to order on the menu, for you to know when you just need to eat what's being offered to you. It will be different situations for different people, but don't exclude yourself. That is just my encouragement for you. I think that's my takeaway from those scriptures. Again, study it for direct application and for direct context of what Paul is stating. But be encouraged. And also, I think this can speak to pride because we don't want to be so prideful and say, well, I don't eat this. I don't eat that. I only eat this. I think we can get into a prideful state if we adapt that type of mentality. Even when it goes to grocery shopping, organic versus non-organic can be an example. Yes, we may want organic, but we should be able to buy foods that are not organic because it's still a blessing to have those foods and they're still nutritious. So just find a way to be balanced when you eat socially. Don't pass up invitations or don't reject, because I think sometimes rejection of food can feel like a person can feel like you're rejecting them, and that meal, one meal, is not worth it. And that's just my perspective. It's like for you to have the opportunity to opportunity to fellowship, but also not to offend is very important as well. So find the perfect balance for yourself and always find the joy.